Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you think that remote working can insulate you from the possibility of workplace bullying, think again. I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to Pat.
So people are wondering, how can you be bullied when you're at home?
Yes, I think it's kind of interesting. I suppose the reason I mention this is because workplace bullying is always important. I think we know that because it has all sorts of, it builds up stress, it builds up all sorts of difficulties for people in terms of their health, their well-being. And of course, there are costs then for employers as people go out sick. So it's always important. And I think we know that the levels in Ireland, as in many other countries, are very quite high and always to be watched. But it's interesting. I've been, interfacing a little bit with a few of the incidents of remote work bullying. And I thought it was worth mentioning because it really is something that managers have to manage in a very new way. So there's a lot of evidence out there to say that people do feel more insulated, that there is a less amount of bullying in the workplace when people are remote working. So there is a lesser amount. People do feel more protected. There's certainly some evidence to that. Now, it's still kind of relatively new, so the evidence is a bit mixed.
Okay, but the point is, it can go on. So my question is, how do they do it? How do the bullies operate in this environment? Okay.
Well, of course, there's many, many ways that it can show up. It can show up in a kind of exclusion, of course, in excluding people from emails, from group chats. It can show up in tone. It can show up in aggressive kind of emails, in shaming people at a Zoom meeting, or at a Teams meeting. So for that reason, the management really have to have very strong kind of ways of dealing with things.
So you have a Zoom meeting with, say, 6 or 7 participants or more, maybe, and someone says something and you say, oh, I didn't know that. And someone else pipes up, well, you would know it if you were in here with us.
Well, that's right. And so little smart comments that show up someone, that is very well known and very understood as a way of bullying people in the digital space. I mean, the other is, there's a kind of a very particular way of copying everybody. So you're kind of calling somebody out and exposing their behavior or maybe a simple error. And it's very well shown that if managers in some way show vulnerability and lead by example, and are very structured about the way emails are responded to, about the time frame, about the tone, and praise people in a very public way as opposed to in a very private way. Also, perhaps acknowledge mistakes they've made themselves. Then they kind of open up this kind of psychological space that is safe for people to admit an error rather than, if every error is clamped on and clamped down on, well, then people will tighten up and close up in terms of what they can, what they're willing to say.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
There's a survey from Matrix Recruitment of 1,300 workers. 88% say bullying remains a significant issue at the workplace. 31% personally experienced it. 23% witnessed such behaviours. 7% reported incidents within a virtual setting. So this is what we're talking about.
And this is what we're talking about. So really, it's just a slightly different shape to the bullying. And what I have noticed with people is, remember, we're dealing also with usually, very often a loneliness factor. You know, many people are suffering with the loneliness factor in our world. And remote working can feed into that in many ways. People who sometimes stay at home, they can have that added issue. And therefore, you have to be careful that it's not compounding another issue. You know what I mean? That it's not mixed with another problem, which I suppose are the kinds of problems that come my way, you could say. So managers really do need to be trained in this kind of digital emotional intelligence, you know, where they can kind of pick up the tone of that is being used in messages, and they can pick up and sort of, they can pick up the tension so they can intervene. That's really, I mean, individuals are going to sometimes bully people or be aggressive with people unintentionally. And really, it is up to the manager to pick up that tone, because the manager is the one who is in many ways managing the resources, managing the relationships. So it really is for them to intervene and to have the skills to intervene. And there was a lot of good work done in COVID on that, I have to say, in management, the management level. People got good at that. You will notice, you can even notice it. I notice it from organizations when I get different emails. You will see the people who seem to have got the message always check the tone. It's soft. The emails always land soft. They don't come in abruptly with what the person wants. They say, I hope this finds you well today. I know it might seem trite, but it's nice. It's a lot better than straight in. And what can be picked up then as quite abrupt. It may not be intentionally so.
I mean, if you come into the office, the first thing you might be talking about is, did you watch Traitors last night or whatever, before you get down to the hard stuff.
Yes.
So there is a kind of a natural social interaction before you talk hard business. So
correct.
Sometimes when people are at home, they just get, as you say, that email, that text.
Yes, as of the blue.
Yeah, so, I mean, the point is, do you think people should be kind of forced to be on camera so that a manager can actually check out that they look okay?
Well, that's interesting. I think what is recommended is that on camera is highly encouraged. But there's been a little bit of a kickback when it's mandated, if you like. It's absolutely insisted upon. But it's really when it's really, really encouraged, seems to have better outcomes. But there is no doubt that if the person is on camera, it allows for better monitoring, it allows for better interaction, and it allows the manager, if you like, or the overseer in some way, to pick up on tension. And maybe, you know, we're used to the face-to-face, so everybody has adjusted, but there's still a lot in the digital world and in that space that we can miss. And so for that reason, that really does help.
Now, some people are remote working 100% of the time, 5 days a week, and others are in and out. Would you recommend the in and out, or do you think that remote
100%.
Working, you would, in and out?
100%. I think that I would deal with many people who were very, very happy to stay on the five working, you know, remote days. Wasn't good for their health, wasn't good for their relationships, in my view, wasn't good for their well-being. And I've been pretty delighted when there's been a little bit more kind of mandated 2 days a week in the office, 3 days a week in the office, because, you know, as much as I might encourage people, they will still take naturally the easier option. So, I mean, there's many reasons why in and out of the office is important. It's probably also what we're reading and in research, what we're really seeing is for younger people, it's most important, of course, because they've lost time, as we know, in the relationship building kind of skills. Then they are, if they are remote working, as many of them, as we know, remote college, you know, studied and all of that, they really need that in interface for skills. Also for social life, for well-being, for connectedness, for learning the skills of work, learning the skills of delivering, talking, speaking up your ideas, all of that and doing it. You know, we often see younger people then they're recoiling from the, you know, that interface. They really need to be in the workplace.
Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.